Now, as I mentioned at the start of the show this morning, there is a new report out in relation to Skellig Michael and the effect of climate change that's being had in it, a climate vulnerability assessment report on Skellig Michael. It's found the site is at risk from threats posed by a change in climate. These threats include possible damage to monastic structures on the island as a result of extreme weather. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we've got Dr. Connie Kelleher, Senior Archaeological Advisor for Skellig Mihiel World Heritage Property, a Senior Archaeologist with the National Monument Service. We also have Terry Sweeney Mead, who's Historic Properties and Capital Works Delivery with the Office of Public Works. Good morning to both of you, and thanks very much for joining me on the programme. This is a very important site for the County of Kerry, very important for tourism, very important for our heritage as a county as well. So this is of big concern. Dr. Kelleher, if I can start with you, can you tell me a little bit? This is an extensive study done over 2023 and 2024.
Yes. Hello, Gerry, and greetings from lovely Valencia. This report really is a culmination of studies that we've been doing for a long time, but a dedicated climate assessment since 2022, roughly. Very much a collaborative one between ourselves and National Monuments, our colleagues in the Office of Public Works, and National Geographic Preserving Legacies Projects, which is a global project looking at climate change and the impact of climate change on World Heritage Sites across the world. And Skellig Mihiel was the only site in Europe selected to be part of the National Geographic Preserving Legacies Programme, which again highlights its importance internationally as well as nationally. The assessment really brought together experts and community, so experts in line with archaeological experts, architectural experts, ecological experts, weather meteorological experts, and the like, and with the community who in themselves are experts, because Skellig is on their doorstep, particularly here in Southwest Kerry, and they are the experts. They're looking at it every day. It's part of their lives, and for many of them, it's part of their livelihood. So it's bringing all those key stakeholders together, and through a series of workshops. And then the report brought it all the results of that together, and that's what we launched last night. So it has different sections in it, recommendations for ongoing monitoring, for ongoing collaboration, particularly with the community. And all of that will inform current and future adaptation processes, some of which we've started to implement as well.
Yeah, and it's been work that has been ongoing over the last number of years to deal with that. Terry Sweeney Mead, good morning to you. Yeah. I know
good morning,
that you have been
good
doing
morning
work.
To all your listeners. Thank you very much for inviting me to join.
No problem. You've been doing works over the last number. Every year there's assessments carried out, and there's before the first tourist steps foot on the island, you know, works are done to try and ameliorate these issues, rockfall and other issues like that caused by weather.
Yeah, as soon as we can get out to the island, usually in April, we have a series of, first of all, we do a risk assessment of what's happened over the winter, because the winters can be very excessive and the weather can be very challenging. So there's an inspection of the monument, the monastic monuments, and there's also the steps and all the areas that either our staff are going to be working in or where the public are going to be visiting for the summer season. So there's a huge effort made then to get it ready, usually for around the 12th of May, when we have the first boats go to the island with the visitors for the summer season.
Okay, and that is part of what you do and do all the time. You'll take learnings, obviously, from this report now as to how that maybe needs to change or ramp up as the years go by.
Well, you see, there was a CV, CVA done 10 years ago, which looked at several of the impacts that were happening, and they have increased at the site. So there's our efforts to address those, particularly to reduce the risk from the climate change, are highlighted in the new report, which is 10 years on, and it indicates a number of areas where we have to up our game and actually prepare new, put together new adaptations that are going to be based on the report. So there were five maybe recommendations that came out of that. They go through, one is visitor management, then there's to do with the human resources piece, there's monitoring and research. There's some suggestions in relation to further experimental works around the vegetation. And then there's a climate action piece where Skellig Mhíle could be used as a model for the wider area and an educational tool for other climate impacts along the coast and adaptations that we could use this site as an exemplar for in future works or examples of where this is happening on our coasts.
Yeah, yeah, indeed, Annette, that's all part of what you're going to be folding into it. Dr. Kelleher, can I ask you, I was actually watching the weather forecast last night. We had a huge amount of rain in Kerry yesterday. We have more yellow weather alerts coming over the next number of days. But since 1960, according to the studies, we've had a 7% increase in annual rainfall, and we're heading for another increase over the next 10 to 20 years. It's getting warmer, it's getting wetter, the rainfall is getting more intense. And that does put pressure on what is a delicate ecosystem, but also a delicate, I suppose, island off our western coast in what is already rough seas anyway. How much of a concern is that for you?
It's absolutely a concern, and it's a concern for everyone, really, because it impacts everybody. The island, I mean, by its very location, is out there in the Atlantic. It's vulnerable to all types of weather, particularly the prevailing winds, southwesterlies, and the rain. And the increased rainfall has a knock-on effect on various levels. From an ecology perspective, our National Parks and Wildlife colleagues have noted that the birds may be having to fly farther to get food because the seas are heating up through climate change. But it's also leading to land slippage. So during the summer period, you might have very dry periods, and then you have the huge precipitation that we're seeing. And that leads to dieback and erosion and then slippage. And what's happening is that's increasing the rockfall because the rocks have nothing to adhere to because the vegetation is dying back. And then that, during the summer periods, particularly the nesting periods, can impact the bird population. So we're looking at both the natural and the cultural heritage here because both of them are so special. And that's what makes special Skellig special. It's both the kind of spiritual and cultural heritage on the island, but also the birds, and particularly the puffins, as they're such a delight. But all the birds, and it's an extremely, as we all know, it's an extremely important site for birds. So, yes, the increased rainfall, the increased storminess, all of that is having an increased vulnerability impact on Skellig. So that's what we're trying to work with partners and work with the community in identifying and seeing if we can put in place measures that will tackle that. Because, as I said at the start, the weather we have no control over. So it's trying to get ahead of things we can control.
Yeah, yeah, that is part of it. Terry, can I ask you, I'm asking you to make a projection here, but there would be a concern, obviously, for the people who depend on Skellig Mhíle for a living and the tourism it draws to the area, that if the climate change keeps going, with the best will in the world, you'll be doing the best work possible, and this is what this report is all about, to put in crash decks, to preserve the monastic site. Will there be pressures on, I suppose, the numbers allowed to go on the island as you try and battle the changes or what happens to it physically?
Nothing in the current outcome of the CVA report recommends any change to the visiting season as it is, or the numbers.
Okay.
Because the season is governed primarily by the weather and the sea conditions, and they're highlighted as the issue in the report. I think that the CVA and the drafting of the report has really included the community voice, and that's integral to how we are going to go forward together, because this is a community of practice now, and we are involving everybody that has a stake and is of everybody that is related to or concerned with or makes their living out of the Skellig Mhíle experience, or bringing people to the site, or the associated businesses around the area. They will continue to be part of an important process now, where everybody's voice is going to be heard, and we're going to work together collaboratively to protect the monuments and to protect the island and to protect the economic value that it has to the locality.
Okay, and that is vitally important. Well, look, the report makes for very interesting reading, particularly the climate projections therein and the works to be done. But look, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us and explain it for us on the programme this morning.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Okay, thanks, that's Great stuff. That's Dr. Connie Kelleher there, Senior Archaeological Advisor for Skellig Mihíl World Heritage Property. She's a Senior Archaeologist with the National Monument Service, and Terry Sweeney Mead, who is Historic Properties and Capital Works Delivery Manager with the Office of Public Works. If you have a view on what they had to say, get in touch. Well worth checking out that report. It's available on the government website to talk about the issues, and the community involvement there as well is a very important point, as Terry made. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme.